From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, we got to start with this. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt in the second quarter. Third quarter starts. You don't see him, and he's not on the field. When he comes out of the tunnel, what are you thinking, and did you have any idea that he could play at that point while the game is going on?
Right to the real drama, right?
That's right. I know you like drama, but we got to get to that.
I do. I like the real drama, and I thought there was a lot of it in our game against the Lions. I thought it was a big moment. I think it's a moment we'll all remember. I know just on the sideline, the energy for him to come back out and give it a shot. You know, there was conversation in the locker room at halftime that he may try to give it a shot. So Dr. McKenzie and Aaron worked through the mechanics of it, and then he felt good throwing the football, and so we cleared him to go.
Mike, can you take us even further back and give us kind of the back story on it? He gets hurt. You're hearing what at halftime and so forth. What's going on there? Because it looked like there's no way he's going to come back out.
Well, frankly, when I was walking off the field, we actually, you know, when, as a coaching staff, when we come in, we collectively get together as offensive coaches, kind of set the plan for what to tell the players, you know, adjustment-wise, what we're thinking for the second half. And really, through those adjustments, we were planning to play with Matt. So from that meeting, I went to the locker room to check on Aaron before I went, or excuse me, the training room to check on Aaron, then before I went to the locker room to address the team. And he felt like he was able to give it a chance to go, and I was like, "Okay, don't worry, we're gonna win this one for you." Just and then Pat says, "Hey, we're gonna work through some things and try some exercises." So he may try to give it a go.
Next step, Mike, is he's actually in the game, and I thought you guys did a great job of adjusting to what he could and maybe could not do. How did the playbook change, and did you go to more three-step drop, quick passes? What did you do once you realized, okay, he's going to play?
Well, we're fortunate. You know, really, our offensive players give us the flexibility to get in and out of concepts. I mean, we're a multiple formation, multiple alignment to multiple concept run and pass offense. So we definitely had enough to get the job done schematically. But, you know, frankly, Aaron had to do the passing part of it from the pocket and did a great job.
11 of 13, 129 yards and a touchdown after he was hurt. And, Mike, afterwards, and I'm sure we all agree, an MVP performance.
I mean, no doubt about it. I think, you know, you think of games in your, you know, in your history, this will definitely be at the top of the list, you know, or one or two. I hope there's ones better than this. But I've been in this league a long time. I've never seen a performance like that. So, I mean, it's definitely an MVP performance.
Another performance that was kind of a wow moment. The Lions had the number one run defense in the NFL. They only allowed an average of 64 yards per game. You gashed them for 152. What confidence did you have in the game plan that you guys could get that done?
Well, just really confidence in our players and confidence, you know, how we've grown as an offense. You know, we're a much different offense today than we were in September. So everybody felt good about the game plan. We knew we had to be balanced going after their defensive front, very talented defensive front. You know, Levy's is, to me, is the best linebacker, opponent linebacker that I've seen on video this year, and just makes a lot of plays. And I mean, they challenge us. So, Eddie was going to touch the ball 20 times, and he did a great job.
Mike, you have a knack for sending subtle messages and sometimes not so subtle. I noticed the very first play, you ran right at Ndamukong Suh and picked up 20 yards. I think that was a pretty good message for both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we were pretty heavy right-sided there for the first part of that drive. So, yeah, it was and really it gives you confidence to, you know, go for it on fourth and one when you should maybe kick the field goal. Not that I'll admit that I should have kicked the field goal, but I just think it's important when you talk about the group growing and getting ready and preparing for a game and that you put your foot on the gas and go.
Earlier in the week, Mike, you said you needed kind of a kickstart or a spark from the kick return game. It actually came from a different return game, the punt return game. How did Micah Hyde's touchdown propel you guys?
Well, I mean, those are huge plays. I mean, if you look at playoff football, and, you know, that's definitely was a playoff-type football game. It's the big plays matter, the game changers. That's the way we're built. That's a big part of our team identity. And Micah did, you know, well, the blocking, and Micah did a great job just accelerating the crease, and, you know, in the middle return and beating the kicker.
Mike, since we're in the neighborhood, special teams as a whole, had another block kick, 41-yard kickoff return, things like that. Can that thing get fixed now that you're in playoff football?
Definitely. I think it's easy to overreact to the negatives because they get a lot of attention. But more importantly, staying true to the video. So, I mean, if you look at the return, they went with a middle return we didn't fit it right, and it was corrected on the next return. So, other than that, we covered it very well. And, you know, the block, you know, the field goal protection has been an issue for some time. We need to continue to work to correct it, and that's what we will do. We clearly understand what we need to do. We're just not doing it the way it needs to be done.
All right, next up, our special guest, Josh Boyd. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll be right back.